All right, maybe not everybody at once. Art is a luxury item. Just no way around that. Many artists are worried that during this recession, people just won't buy. NPR's Allison Bryce reports on a Denver artist who insists that he's found the secret to weathering the financial crisis.
Bob Raglan survives by being a tough, can-do kind of man.
I get up every day and give my art career the best that I can give it. I may not be the best artist, but I give my art life the best effort.
He wears a button that reads non-starving artist because he got tired of people always asking him what else he does to make money.
I said, I don't do anything else. I said, my whole life is about art. I instruct it. I make the artwork. I read about it. I eat and sleep and breathe it all the time. And I said, it can be done.
Raglan is in his 60s, and for the last 40 years, he's worked solely as an artist. How does he do it? He's a disciplined and creative businessman. He markets himself to anyone who will listen. His work is respected, but affordable. He lets people buy his art in installments. And he doesn't show in galleries. He says he can sell his art a lot better and faster than any art gallery can.
I've never had anybody wake up one day and say, geez, we're out of Raglan, we better go get some. That never happened.
And Raglan has worked to cut his overhead. He paid off his mortgage years ago, in one afternoon, by announcing that if people came over with $300 in their pockets, they could choose any two pieces of his work. We're in his home, which is also his studio.
We're going to go upstairs to the second level.
Books, okay. Boxes, and paintings are crammed 4 feet high in every room.
There you go. I got stuff hanging on the door and all that. And I'm going to turn a light on here if I can. Oops.
Wait, Bob, what's this, the Artist Survival Handbook?
Raglan put together a pamphlet 20 years ago giving tips on what to do to survive as an artist. He wrote short paragraphs about the importance of handing out business cards, collecting cardboard, bartering, and understanding taxes. He flips to find his definition of recession.
People will spend money no matter how hard times are. And that was my whole thing about recessions, I think. Here it is. People buy less, but they buy better.
He means that people tend to invest in one piece of art that will hold its value instead of buying cheaper pieces that may not. Bob Raglan's art can sell for high prices. His art is in the collection of the Kirkland Museum of Fine and Decorative Art in Denver. Three of his life-size found object sculptures stand in the Kirkland Garden, and his oils, watercolors, and charcoals are sprinkled throughout the sprawling museum. Hugh Grant is the director of the Kirkland Museum and picks up Raglan's painting of a shack.
In this one, it's a very small watercolor, but it looks very wide open and spacious. And there's kind of black birds flying around, and there's this gray sky with just traces of red and orange sunset.
The painting is a good example of his style. He takes a humble object or scene and turns it into a dazzling piece. And Raglan writes on the back of all of his paintings, again, Hugh Grant.
He says, for instance, I always liked old buildings and shacks. They have a history. I painted this from memory, testing my ability to work big in watercolor. So he is constantly testing and reinventing himself, which you need to do if you're a really fine artist.
For Raglan, part of being an artist is teaching. He teaches art at a technical high school in Denver.
And I'm going to make your foot go that way, okay? You're wide there.
Okay. Raglan shows Esmeralda Uriostegui how to draw a real-looking leg. Before she took his class, she didn't know it was possible to make a living as an artist.
Being an artist doesn't mean you're going to be poor or anything. It just means you got to find the right way to work.
The way to work is what she's learned from Raglan. You got to spend half your time creating art and half your time marketing it. Raglan says he learns to be a better businessman and artist every day. And he never listens to art critics.
Rejection has made me everything I am. I just eat rejection in a sandwich and it makes me stronger. You know, tough times never last, but tough people do. And I'm in the latter.
During this recession, Raglan is holding what he calls shoebox art fairs, selling small pieces for less than $100. Allison Bryce, NPR News.